Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything going in the land of solar this week?
It is crazier than normal, but it's the big news this week is one of the biggest solar companies, SunPower. They were really famous for having the quote unquote best solar panels that you could buy.
Oh,
and so, I mean, they are great solar panels.
Okay.
And, they're just a really expensive company, a really expensive system, but they were fully integrated. So if you went with SunPower for your system, you had to go through a SunPower dealer. You mm-hmm. had to use SunPower panels. You had to use SunPower inverter. Probably the racking is not SunPower, but essentially it's, and you had to use a SunPower financing.
Oh,
and they were really heavy into solar leases. Really pushing solar leases and power purchase agreements. Well, because of this net energy metering, I'm sure you saw the article, like California is the number 5 economy in the world, which is just,
wow.
It's still staggering that California, but I mean, basically California, when it decided to stop net energy metering and just go with, basically the NEM 3.0 program. For those that don't know, the excess energy credit. So if you sent power back to your utility back last April, so we're just still in that anniversary period, you would get retail credit. So if in the summertime, 50, 60 cents a kilowatt hour for that solar kilowatt hour you're sending back, the NEM 3.0 reduced it to 7 cents. That's like a 80% reduction.
Yeah.
And then it also said, well, you know, nighttime power, it makes sense to now have a battery. And so in any event, it made solar projects a lot more expensive. And the combination of high interest rates made it so that, these solar loans, even at a 1% or, 2% or no payments, for 18 months, all those things just increase the dealer fee by 30%. And so it made it so it's really not an easy decision to go solar. And so SunPower, they've done tons of schools, they've done tons of government, and now they're laying off a third of their employees. So over 1,000 of their employees have been laid off.
Oh boy.
And they are getting out of the residential solar business. They're just going to focus on commercial. And, recently just saw these giant layoffs at Tesla as well. They're getting rid of 10% of their workforce. The days of the large solar companies are numbered. And it's probably, they can all point back to this NEM 3.0 but California is just one state. They're all over the country here. So it is just crazy, there's so much solar in California, and SunPower is based in Richmond, California, not Virginia. It was a very sad day over there, and there's lots of SunPower dealers that are saying, uh-oh, and even bigger is the SunPower customers that are saying, uh-oh. And so kind of wanted to talk about that, because if you do have a SunPower system, chances are it's a very good system, and chances are your SunPower dealer hopefully is still in business. And if not, I would start looking around and seeing who can service a SunPower system, because so he was talking about is that if you have SunPower only allowed their own dealers to install these systems and service them. Mm-hmm. And so could another solar installer probably check it? And, you know, and does it mean that SunPower is going to not honor any warranty issues? Because, you know, if you have a SunPower inverter and something happens and SunPower is not around, could you switch over to a different one and all kinds? So there's lots of questions to be answered, but maybe start, if you have a SunPower system, maybe start looking around, because if you have the SunPower lease, if the system goes down, that doesn't affect the lease. You have to continue paying the lease payment, whether it's producing or not.
Yeah.
And so that would be terrible, you know, if your system was down for 6 months or so and you had no solar power and you're still paying a lease payment on top of that. So that is something we'd definitely want to avoid. But it's scary for a lot of people in the solar industry because that's a huge company. And
yeah. So do you know how huge, like, is it their number top five in?
Oh, easily. Yeah. Maybe top two or three. So I think the largest is Sunrun and they're having trouble as well.
Okay.
Then SunPower might be number two, and then Tesla would be number three. And so all three are struggling, and you know, they have a huge amount of overhead and huge, you know, if you just pull up the SunPower, even their Yahoo Finance, you can see how many top end executives they have. They're doing pretty well. I mean, it doesn't look like they're making that much money, but as far as executive salary, but it's still, that's a lot of money if you're trying to pay for those salaries and right. Everything. So they are publicly traded and their stock is getting beat up, and pretty much every solar stock has been getting beat up. So,
well, question. Sorry, sure. Jeremy. And I don't know if you know the answer, but because of leasing, so the way that leasing works in my limited experience with this. When you sign a lease, that the company that you sign the lease with, they turn around and sell that lease to another company to handle. It sounds
So if you, so that you got revenue, a mortgage, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but that revenue you were thinking about, okay, that main company gets, they've already sold that off. So they're not getting that continued revenue?
In a lot of cases, that is correct. And in addition, they take the tax credit as well, because when you lease a system, you give away the tax credit. And so a company like SunPower would bundle, say, 1,000 tax credits from their 1,000 of their customers and then sell it to, say, Google. And then Google says, cool, I don't want to pay any taxes. And they'll give, SunPower, 70 cents on the dollar or whatever it is. And then SunPower gets that money. And then Google gets a gigantic tax credit and doesn't pay any taxes.
So how could that not be profitable to have that many continuous streams of income? I guess because they've already sold it. So they've already sold those leases away.
The main thing is when solar, during the NEM 2.0, we still only had, in California, probably I would say at most a 20% penetration into the residential market.
That means
80% still have not gone solar. On the commercial side, we were less than 5%.
Yeah, I can
and
see
so
that.
The huge market that's available, it's just, with PG&E, just keep increasing prices. Everyone thought, this is going to go on forever.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. And so, everyone spends money like crazy and they expand like crazy and they want to do all these great things for, solar for schools and not charge, all these kind of things, which are all great. Mm-hmm. But they never thought the gravy train was going to end. And then it ended almost overnight. And so it was a frantic, frantic rush last April. Every solar company was working 7 days a week and trying to get everything submitted. And then at the same time, April 16th, all of that demand dropped immediately. So, I mean, it's kind of, Christmas Day and then, or Christmas Eve, jam-packed, and then Christmas Day, but Christmas the Christmas Day never ends. And so it's, you know, as far as demand, and no one's shopping on Christmas Day. And so it's been really difficult for a lot of solar companies. And we do get quite a few people that are saying, hey, what do I do now? And it's, I would say, listen to this podcast, you know, try to identify a solar installer that can help out. And if you can find a nice one, try not to yell at them and try not to berate them and try not to, you know, because a lot of times they're just waiting for equipment, or they might have 100 other customers as well. And so, yes, those ones are, you know, everyone's doing their best and we're trying to get these done. But this is going to leave a giant crater in the solar industry for sure. And the effects of this are going to be felt, I'd say, for the next 15, 20 years as we're sort of plowing through.
Can a regular electrician go up on the roof and do any work?
They can. Now, regular electricians cost 4 to 5 times what a solar installer would charge. So get ready for those. I don't know if you've had an electrician out to your house recently, but good ones are at least in California, are very expensive. You know, $250 just to show up is pretty normal.
Wow. Then,
you know, $250 to $350 an hour is what we're seeing. It's like, oh my God. So in any event, we'll continue to discuss these. I am sure SunPower won't be the last. And, you know, they're not going out of business.
Right.
But getting rid of a third of your company in one day is pretty dramatic. And then also not really communicating with their customers very much of what's going to happen with their systems and all that. It's all to be determined. But yeah, I mean, just to give you a little more, I think I looked on their Yahoo financials, and forgive the clicking because I'm going to pull it up. But they, I think they lost $210 million just in the last quarter. And so that's quite a bit.
That's hefty.
Yeah, that is ouch. And you know, they've been losing $800 million a year for several years. So I don't know how anyone can lose that much money, but in any event, it's brutal, very brutal. Anywho, how's things going with you?
Just kidding. Good. I don't have SunPower, but if you are worried about this, you should be calling your local SunPower dealer, right? That's what they're called. So, and asking them, hey, how you guys doing? Or
maybe I would give it a week or so, but I would still kind of look around. You know, maybe start going on Yelp or Craigslist. Seeing what other people are doing, because finding a solar installer who will service another company's installation is very difficult. And because no one wants to work on somebody else's stuff, but it won't be free. We always know that, and it probably won't be immediate. So, but just keep an eye on your monitoring, keep an eye on your system, and you know, get a backup installer. Some places are charging an annual fee now to monitor your system, and then they will charge an annual fee to take over the warranties, you know, if there's any service. Mm-hmm. But then you still have to pay for the service if they have to come out and that kind of thing. So, and a whole new industry is emerging.
Yeah, I'm sure to service these systems.
Yeah, but it's these are not easy things that you can't just pick it up. So it takes some experience working with solar, because it seems like there's a million things that can go wrong. But companies that are doing it and staying on top of it are doing really well. And the companies that ignore it are the ones that are not doing well. So we will continue to monitor.
Okay, Jamie, thank you. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for taking a few more minutes out of your week to learn a little more about solar, especially solar in California, which is the tip of the spear, as Jamie always likes to say. Where California goes, so does the nation in terms of solar. Oh, boy. Let's hope they do a better job in a lot. Okay, anyway, if you'd like to ask Jamie a question for an upcoming episode, you can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send us a message through there. If you'd like to listen or search our library of past episodes, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you can go to that searchable library. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be a wonderful podcast to refer them to, because it will save them a ton of money over the life of the system. And what better friend is that? We always ask, Jamie, and I still don't know. Until next time.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.